you know, a productive morning, and once again getting that road safety message out there. You know, that visible police presence in Market Harborough town centre as well, that's reassuring, I think, to the local community. So I think it's very important. And also, it's interesting that one of those offences picked up the fact that the driver didn't have a licence. And I think what's interesting is I often see comments on our social media posts, both road safety and the police, where some members of the public will say things like, why don't you catch some proper criminals instead? You know, they obviously don't regard speeding and mobile phone use and not wearing seatbelts as being proper criminals. Now, obviously, those are offences which are breaking the law, and they are dealt with accordingly by police officers. But I think also it's sometimes when we have these operations and these offences are detected, other things get picked up as well. So other offences as well. So when we talk about proper criminals, and that could be, you remember, tyre offences, it could be tinted windscreens, it could be no MOT, no insurance, you know, and in this case, obviously no driving licence. So, you know, it's other offences that are picked up. So I think these individuals who say, why don't you catch proper criminals instead? It's like, well, we do detect other offences. That's the answer I would give to that. Just looking at the mobile phone offences as well, obviously we've had that recent change in the law as well. So now it's an offence to interact with your phone in any way at all. So that would include sort of videoing, photography, scrolling through your playlists, checking your social media feeds. Obviously, if the thing is secure in a holder, it can be used as a sat-nav. It can be used to take calls, but you are not meant to be interacting with it on a continual basis. Yes, you can press the accept the call button, but that's it. If you have to interact with it as a phone or in any other communications device kind of way, it's pull over to a safe space, turn your ignition off, and then engage and check your social media feeds, your text messages, and all those kind of things. So, you know, obviously the law has been tightened up, and that's within recent months. That's from earlier this year. Yes, these offences are called the Fatal Four offences because they are the ones most likely to result in death and serious injury on our roads.